السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخيرة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. صدق الله العلي العظيم. All creatures in this universe are heading into a specific direction and a specific destiny. They are moving towards the stage of perfection and growth. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. Every creature has a destination and it will terminate at that destination set for it. But this development and this growth for these creatures in this universe is only material. It's only physical. The only one who possesses the incorporeal, ma'nawi, spiritual and moral growth and development is insan, the human. His development is not just physical, but also mental and spiritual. He stands alone in this universe in having this ability and this capacity to develop himself or herself spiritually. While other creatures, they stop at one stage. They cannot develop further. They don't have the ingredients for that. They don't have the capacity to take themselves into a higher being. Other creatures were created from day one until the last day of their life the same. Physically they expand, physically they grow. But when it comes to mental or spiritual, they lack that capacity. Only us, we have been endowed by this gift. With the freedom that we have, we can develop ourselves. We can be better people. The sun cannot be a better sun. The sun, since it was created 5 billion years ago, until it is going to extinguish one day, it's the same sun. We cannot say it is a better or a worse. Neither an animal, An animal also does not have mental capacity. Yes, they get some training, but this has nothing to do with spiritual capacity. But insan can be a better insan. He can better himself or herself. A better person. Because Allah says, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ. You are trailing and traveling on this path for perfection. إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. And therefore, his growth has three stages. Our growth, our development has three stages. Stage one, when we are babies, little babies. And that is only the stage of material awareness, not spiritual awareness, material. The baby, all what he thinks of is his mother taking care of him, changing his diaper, and giving him food. A baby does not have other demands, other aspirations, does not have that capacity. His capacity, the baby, is limited to certain material demands. All what he knows is his mom and his dad. But then, of course, this baby is going to grow. And this baby is going to develop, and this baby is going to mature. And then not only he or she would ask about his parents, but he would have other demands. When it comes to the society, the family, he's going to inquire about other relatives, extended family members, other friends. He wants to establish and foster relationships and friendships. And he's going to ask about the opposite gender too. And he's going to ask about other material things. He wants to have his own space, his own room, his own vehicle, his own wallet and his own money. So they're going to develop. And that is the second stage of awareness. That is the social and the mental stage of awareness. In that stage, we'd love to interact with others. We cannot be just by ourselves. We're going to develop aspirations for many things. We're going to have some dreams. We're going to establish relationships with people outside our family, outside our community, even outside our country. That is the second stage of awareness. And then we come to the third one, the highest one. And that is the spiritual consciousness. Spiritual awareness. That is the highest one. In the second one, in the second stage, all what we were thinking of is how to fill the stomach. How to eat three meals a day. How to find a nice room, a nice bed, a nice spot to entertain my physical side. But then there will be inside me another side, another important component. And that is the spiritual one, the moral one. And that one tells me, where is my share? I'm not satisfied only with food and a drink. I'm not satisfied only with family and friends. I'm not satisfied with these material objects around me. I am searching for something bigger and something higher. In every human's heart, in every human's heart, there is a corner reserved for spiritual highness. For a spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spiritual connection with Allah. Studies, experiments have shown that even those who become very rich and very powerful and very influential, in their communities and their countries cannot stay away from this spiritual highness, spiritual nourishment, cannot stay away from it. Because in their heart there is a gap, and that gap is going to remain vacuum. This gap is not going to be filled by materials. This gap has to be only filled by spiritual food, and not a junk spiritual food, a safe and healthy spiritual food. This is what I personally heard from many people who accepted Islam. Although they used to go to places of worship, but they said, we were not fully satisfied. And the more knowledge we're going to develop, the more spiritual food we're going to need, the more spiritual food we're going to need. Allah says, some people, ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. They have a limit. When it comes to knowledge, they have a limit. Therefore, if you discuss religion with them, what is right and what is wrong, they don't understand you. They don't get you because they don't have the capacity. They don't have the capacity. They reach their limit. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Allah says, they have reached their limit. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time telling them this is right, this is wrong. See, this is the evidence. Hear the Quran, see. Because they have reached their limit. Does not work more than that. But for people who have a bigger mental capacity, a bigger brain, more knowledge, their capacity is unlimited. It's much bigger. So they can understand. They can relate to you. What you tell them makes sense. For others, the same sentence does not make sense. The same thing you say, the same argument does not make sense for others. Because ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Capacity is full. However, with those knowledgeable, with those who have passion to learn and to discover and to better themselves, their capacity is unlimited. They are willing to understand. They are willing to take and to accept what you are presenting them with. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for man, for us the humans, the third level is important. The spiritual consciousness. This is very important for us, for our satisfaction, for our stability, for our mental and spiritual stability. This is important. Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Some people, they find satisfaction when they see their children. Some of them, they see satisfaction when they see their spouses. Some of them see happiness and satisfaction when they see their parents. Some of them when they see their friends. Allah says, those who are traversing on the path of perfection, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Only when they see God, only when they speak with God, only when they hear God speaking, they find real satisfaction. Does not mean that we should not get happy seeing our parents and our children and our family members. But the real satisfaction, the real aman and peace, it's only when we are connected with Allah. For we know that all those around us one day could desert us. They could desert us. They could abandon us. They could be of no use for us. Neither the wealth, the money, the family, the neighbor, the position, the career, the job. The only one who will be for us, always. You know, at the time of marriage, when you ask people, why do you want to get married? They say, something, it makes very sense and very correct. It says, because I want someone to be for me when I need him, when I need her, to be for me, to be standing with me. This is what we need in this life. And this is very good. And this is why God created marriage. But in fact, my friends, the one who's really going to be for us is not the husband or the wife. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Husbands and wives are artificials. But the real asset, real friend, real backbone for us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day all those people around us would desert us. At the time where we need them most, you turn and you see them not there. They are not there. They are busy with their own life, with their own problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا مَنْ لَا يَشْغَلُهُ شَيْءٌ عَنْ شَيْءٍ. He does not get busy with his own affairs. While he's listening to him, he's listening to you. He's listening to others. He's listening to millions and billions of kainat, not just the humans, other creatures. He's not busy. He responds. This is what we have to put our trust in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It's only with the remembrance and the relationship with God, hearts and souls and minds find peace and stability and tranquility. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين على البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله, أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. In his State of the Union address, the President rejected Islamophobia and rejected the insult that has been directed against Islam and the Muslim community in America and worldwide. And he said, we need to reject any politics that targets people because of race or religion. The world respects us not just for our arsenal. It respects us for our diversity and openness and the way we respect any faith. And this is right. America is great not because they have arsenal or weapon. Russia also has arsenal and weapon. China is developing arsenal and weapon. Germany and other countries. But there is something in America that I did not see when I went to China and Russia. Even Germany. Religions are respected here. And this is it should be. This should be the way from the beginning to the end. All religions have to be respected. I'm not only saying to the Jews and the Christians to respect Islam. I am saying to us, the Muslims, we have to respect other religions too. Because an attack against any religion is an attack on all religions today. We live in a world which is interconnected and interlinked. In my neighborhood, right in front of me, there is a neighbor who is Buddhist. Next to him is a Catholic. On the other side is Baptist. There is a Jewish, and then there is a Sunni Muslim who is selling his house, by the way, so if you want to purchase. And I am a Shia Muslim. And we are interconnected. We subscribe to different religions, different doctrines, but at the end of the day, we respect each other. And this is how America should remain. And those who are tampering with this spiritual, religious pluralism and diversity, they are playing with fire. They are endangering the future of America. I said earlier, I am not fearing for the future of Islam in America. I am fearing for the future of America itself. When someone like those children that some of you saw them on the stage last night, children-minded people, debating among themselves like enemies. And the Quran says, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا, you think that this is one party, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, but their brains and their hearts are disunited, alhamdulillah. Those people, this mentality cannot bring goodness to America. They bring danger. They bring division. They turn America into another Middle East. This is an ISIS mentality. Therefore, my friends, religions have to be respected, and also to the Muslims I say, madahib and schools of thought have to be respected too. Sunnis are not going to grow and become stronger if they attack Shias, nor the Shias are going to become more protected and strong if they attack the Sunnis. We both are going to lose. So an attack on Sunnis by Shias is unacceptable. At the same time, the attack of Sunnis against the Shias is unacceptable too. They have to understand each other. They have to tolerate. We don't have to accept. We don't have to agree. But we have to tolerate. And tolerance is something else. Tolerance does not mean acceptance. Tolerance does not mean that you agree with what I am saying now. But bear with me. Tolerance means bear with me. Let me express myself, and then I'll give you time to express yourself. This is tolerance. And this is what Allah says in the Holy Quran. تعالوا قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم. Let's tolerate each other. Let's not keep each other under constant malice and attack, dehumanizing each other. You know, there is a theory which just came out. I was reading it this morning. It says, when you consider others as being savages, more likely they will consider you as being savage too. When you look at others and see them as being animals, more likely they're going to look at you as animals too. But if you look at them as being humans, they will return the favor. They will look at you as being human. Today when they attack Islam here in the media, in public, they are not protecting America. This is not the way to protect America, by dehumanizing 8 million people living in your backyard, among you. This is not a good way of protecting this country. You are endangering America. You are giving tools to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the radicals, to recruit more people, to tell them, see, America is at war with Islam. And these are the evidence. Listen to them. But the Arab says, there's a proverb in Arab. لَقَدْ أَسْمَعْتَ مَنْ نَادَيْتَ حَيًّا وَلَكِنْ لَا حَيَاتَ لِمَنْ تُنَادِي. You can be effective, and they can hear you if they have life and conscience. But when the conscience is dead, they can't hear you. Don't waste your time. Today we have to get together, at least the Muslims, among ourselves. We have to get together, we have to support each other, we have to understand each other. The message of our Imam, our leader, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. Is that get connected, reach out to your Sunni brothers and sisters. When you live in a community, that in the same way that you have to pray, you have the duty of prayers and fasting and charity, you must get engaged in public relationship with your Sunni brothers and sisters. Reach out to them, talk to them, let them discover you from you, not from the other. From you, your manners, your akhlaq, your family, your upbringing, your moral stance, let them discover you. This is how you do da'wah. Da'wah is not to put a chair here in the marketplace and say, oh people, Islam is good. Where is Islam is good? Show me. People say, show me. Show me. Through our compassion, through our forgiveness, through our manners and adab, حتى يقول الناس رحم الله جعفرا فلقد أدب شيعته. Be polite with people so people when they look at you they say those are the followers of Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq. He trained them well. Today when we see someone who's polite, the first thing that we say, may Allah have mercy on your mother, on your father who raised you well, who made you a true human being. We praise his parents. So we want people to praise our religion and our imams. The other day someone was asking me that Islam says, Islam calls for cooperation with the people of book, Jews and Christians. But then we have non-Jews and non-Christians, people who do not subscribe to a book. They are not Ahlul Kitab. So we have to be harsh with them. I said, why do you want to be harsh with them? Did Allah say you have to convert every Buddhist you meet? Every Hindu? Every Sikh? Every whatever? Did Allah ask you to do this? Allah said to you, basically, leave them alone. Either do good, or if you can't do good, leave them alone. Don't harass them. Because they are equal to you, not equal in doctrine and faith, but equal in what? Creation, in humanity. النَّاسُ صِنْفَانُ إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. People are of two types. This is humanity. Either brethren to you, brothers and sisters in religion. If not, he's a Buddhist, he's a Hindu, he's an atheist. He does not believe in God, but he's equal to you in humanity. Don't treat him less than being a human. He's a human. النَّاسُ صِنْفَانُ. Always remember, they fall into the second category. They are human, so you have to be kind and nice to them. Who says we have to bring all people into Islam? Is this my job? This is what Allah wants me? Allah says, you be a good Muslim. This is enough. When you are a good Muslim, people accept Islam. But if we want to enforce our ideas, our faith, our religion on others, it will backfire. It will backfire. All what we need to do is to be good. We are God's ambassadors on earth. The ambassador has good manners. And when he has good manners, he sends a very powerful message that I come from a good country. good background. The government that sent me is a good government. The people who sent me to you are good. This is all. We don't need to do more. We do this, we leave the rest with Allah. Because Allah says in the Quran, it is not you who guide. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is not you. Just be good, that's enough. Leave the rest with Allah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين ومن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.